Bottom of the hour in my studio right now is Estelle. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Not
yeah?
Place. Yep. I'm
Where here. You coming from?
I'm from L.A. Here, via New York.
Oh, you were there for the Grammy?
Yeah, I was there for the weekend. Yeah.
Ah.
Long weekend.
Yeah, long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
How's your American boy Kanye doing?
I think he's doing all right. I think he's doing pretty good.
He's running his mouth again, huh?
Yeah. He's a passionate guy, man.
Okay, let me ask you this. Kanye.
Yeah.
Is he right or wrong or just crazy?
He's just Kanye.
He's just Kanye.
Leave it at that.
So
he's
that
Kanye.
Means all of the above. All right.
What he's saying, though, is he right or wrong?
I think there's an element of truth in everything. It's just his perspective, you know, of it. And people are going to wildly disagree or, you know, wildly agree. You know,
yeah.
It's just he just says it in a certain way and, you know, and you sometimes miss the message with him. So
I read somewhere that you met Kanye at a restaurant.
I did.
And you walked up to Kanye while he was eating.
This is so many years ago, yeah.
And asked him to introduce you to someone in the record business?
To John Legend, yeah. I'd heard John
to
Legend.
To John Legend?
Yeah.
And Kanye said,
yeah.
Fine?
Yeah.
He didn't give you attitude? He didn't cuss you out?
No.
He was
no.
eating.
He came outside the restaurant and I said, I'm a big fan of you, but I really want to meet John Legend. I love his voice. And and he was like, all right, I guess, sure, you know. And the rest is history.
That doesn't sound like Kanye.
This is in 2003 now, so.
What was he eating?
That must have been a heck of a meal.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, what? He was cool. He was cool.
He was different in 2003?
I mean, people change. It feels so long ago.
Oh.
I don't know.
When I saw that story, I said, what Kanye was this?
Everyone says that. But no, he's always been very cool to me. And, like, you know, he was on my very first record out in the U.S., so. It's a different relationship, I think. And with me, it was, you know, I've been an artist before I'd met Kanye, before I knew anything. So I think it was a respect for the work ethic as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the story.
But do you agree with him about the Grammys and the way people are nominated and not respecting the true talent as opposed to going for those who are selling and not necessarily representing what people really like?
I don't know if I think the Grammys are a TV show, you know, and so it's a TV show, you know, it's going to be what it is and it needs controversy, needs the talk, you know, people need to talk about it after the fact. But it definitely, there is, like I said, there's an element to truth, of truth of when he speaks, you know, there is a respect for the artistry and whether you are on the you know, the Beck side or, you know, whatever side. I think Beck is an incredible artist. He plays what he plays and, you know, everyone has their lane and it's everyone should be respected in that space, you know. Shouldn't be more of one than the other or more of the other than the one. Balance is key.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's my thing. I he says things and he's so passionate and you're missing the message.
Right.
You know, and
yeah,
I feel like he was talking about balance more than
right. That's
why
I was asking
else.
You, is he right in what he's saying or wrong in what he's saying or he's just crazy?
But all people were talking about was
Kanye.
Him stepping up and, you know, and not really talking about the issue of artistry versus, you know,
exactly.
the whole
And this year's
thing.
Grammys was kind of boring.
You know, I actually think it was one of the more show-wise fun to watch.
I thought so too.
You know, I'm coming from the artist perspective. I'm always like, well,
but you didn't hear anybody the day after or today saying, you know, so-and-so turned it out.
Yeah.
That performance by
Annie Lennox.
She oof.
I'm telling you.
She reminded people.
Yeah.
She was like,
she
well,
really
this is why I'm Annie Lennox. So.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
Here I am. Hi.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was like, sure. Everything, whatever you want to do. Cool. You can roll. You know, it's amazing to she has such conviction with it, you know, and it was out the blue and she killed it. I like her.
Okay, let's talk about the business here. All right. Let's get to
let's
talk about Estelle.
Yeah.
And this is CD number.
CD number four.
Number four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's called True Romance.
Yes.
It comes out on February 17th. It's available for pre-order right now. But
it's
my baby. This is my, you know, when my mom asks me what happened with all the kids, I'm like, well, this fourth album is great. And there you go. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't have a CD player anymore.
No one does.
I don't have a CD player anymore.
No,
they don't
friends.
Put them in cars anymore.
It's all download everything.
Yeah.
Which
download.
Is even better.
So this morning.
Yeah.
So this morning at 3:00, I downloaded your CD because I'm a huge fan.
Uh-huh.
And one of the The first one I played,
yeah.
I didn't play it in order.
Uh-huh.
I just looked at the titles,
mm-hmm.
and the first one I played was Make Her Say,
I knew it.
Beat It Up.
I knew it. And how did you feel when you heard that?
Oh, I think we know.
No, I mean, this album for me is about realistic.
It is so sexy. See, have you listened to this?
I have a CD player.
Excuse me. I mean, this is one sexy CD.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, it's real life. It's true romance. It's cool. You know, it's about what we
That's
go
the name
through.
Of it, True Romance.
Yeah.
And this one is called Make Her Say.
Uh-huh.
Make Her Say.
Make Her Say.
Beat It Up.
Mm-hmm. The beat's good though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
She's got this innocent look on her face. So, yeah, I made this.
It's true. I mean, this
side of a stale.
You know, everyone has that side, you know. And I wanted to do a record that was realistic. I didn't want to sing. Last time people heard me was Thank You, and I was depressed, and I was like, bad, broke up with the guy.
Okay.
It's been like 4 years. You know, I can't even bring that up. It's like I'm not there anymore. So I wanted to do where I was, and
that was
like
a big song.
It was.
That was a huge song.
It is.
So would you do like Sam Smith and thank the guy that broke your heart because of all?
I think I've been thanking him for 3 years, singing it like appreciate you. You know, but definitely like.
Did he get a cut?
No. No cuts.
You can
none
say
none at
no.
all.
No.
I can say that.
No. True Romance, just in time for Valentine's.
Mm-hmm, just in time.
And this one is called Timeshare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went for all the records. Just
timeshare. Yeah.
We got to learn to the checkout. So much of you for the checkout. But all I ever see are these blinds. And I know the shower ain't mine. And this Bible sure ain't mine.
It's real. It's very real.
No, it's very right.
It's very real.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. This is funny. I feel like when everyone, you know, when you think of records or you think of like these type of albums, it's always like, man, she came up with Thank You. What's she going to do next? I mean, and it's like, well, I want to do something realistic. I want to talk about where I am now, you know, and it's an in-between period of I ain't married yet and I am not broken up and I'm not running into a relationship. I'm just here. So, you know, and I think there's a lot of people that spend a lot of time in between, you know, that space, and they're not really either or they may be in it, but they're still figuring themselves out. And they relate to this album.
You have an idea of somebody, or is there
somebody?
I mean, there are. Dating is wonderful.
Anybody name you like to call?
Go ahead, player.
I hate to call a name, but there are several crushes in these streets. But, so, you know, like, I was out in the Grammys, and they kept asking me. I was like, I think he's a little too young for me, but I love Michael B. Jordan. I think he's beautiful.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Isn't he?
Yes, ooh, he is.
Okay. That's a whole thing. I was like, wonderful.
What's your age demo then? What you looking for?
I'm late 20s, early 30s.
Like he's right in there.
I don't know. I think he's like 25.
Who
isn't
cares?
27?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not so bad.
That's late 20s.
That's true. Yeah. I thought he was like 25, so let me stop with the age thing. He might work. Come on.
Okay.
Hey, Michael. How are you? No. It's a whole thing.
So not
it's a whole
bad
thing.
At you.
It's
good
a whole
for
thing.
You.
Yeah. He's wonderful.
And
just
something,
throw it out there.
Something's good?
Something good, yeah.
Got back up. I love it. I was
down. Yeah.
I was looking everywhere. In the wrong affair, but then I opened up my
that good house.
And I realized, yeah. I got something good for baby.
House music still big in mm-hmm. London?
Yeah, it's
huge,
it's a standard, it's classic. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend, Steve Silk Hurley.
Yeah, I love Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I love it.
Yeah, he's our guy.
He's amazing.
And he is the king of house.
Mm-hmm. He's one of our godfathers out there. So,
Jazzy B, Soul to Soul. Yeah. Do you know him?
Uh-huh.
Is he still?
He's producing. He's producing more now.
He is?
Yeah. So he's like, he's almost like the.
I've been a big fan of his. Never met him. Want to see him. Want to see him rock.
Well, they
house.
Still perform.
They do.
They still perform
at Soul to Soul.
Yep, he still does it with the guys, and then he have guest singers and whatnot. He's great. He's another one that's like a legend. Like
Jazzy B.
Yeah.
I love to hear him talk.
He does. He has that like. He does have that voice. He does.
Jazzy B.
Yeah. Slightly Jamaican, slightly soul.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh my. Yeah. Yeah.